You're listening to SBS News.
The Northern Territory Government is encouraging more people to visit Australia's top end for the new Anzac Day commemorations next year, rather than make the trip to Gallipoli or other sites in Europe. The so-called Territory Tribute will be an annual 9-week program of events in the lead-up to April the 25th, where would-be pilgrims can honour those who fought for Australia without leaving the country. The Australian government has warned people travelling to Turkey should exercise a high degree of caution because of the possibility of a terrorist attack. The Director of Inspire Strategic Solutions, Craig Sheridan, who has created the Territory Tribute event along with the Northern Territory government, says the top end offers a safer alternative.
A lot have been deterred by travel warnings to Turkey. It's a call out to all Australians, not just those at the top end, but to plan to make a trip now and just engage with our unique military history. We really want them to get up there and see Darwin and see what the top end has to offer.
The 2019 events, being held from February the 19th to Anzac Day, will include a commemoration event for the bombing of Darwin, as well as a live concert on Anzac Day Eve, a 3-day International Military Writers Festival, and daily last post ceremonies. Mr. Sheridan says there will also be traditional Australian pastimes as part of the program.
We'll also have the world's biggest two-up school, which will be interesting. This will be keep up and uphold the unique Anzac Day tradition. Held on the afternoon of Anzac Day in central Darwin location. Visitors and locals will come together to celebrate what we do as Australians in relation to two-up. And this will all be around the traditional and fantastic Anzac Day dawn service at the Darwin Cenotaph, paying respects to and remembering the fallen.
There is a strong link between Australia's top end and the Second World War. In the middle of the war, on February the 19th, 1942, Japanese forces mounted 2 air raids on Darwin, killing 235 people and wounding another 400. 30 aircraft and 9 ships were also destroyed, along with civil and military facilities. History professor Peter Stanley at the University of New South Wales, Canberra, says it remains the largest single attack on Australian soil and galvanised the public.
It was really only a symbol, and it was a symbol to Australians of how vulnerable they were. So 1942, of course, was the year in which Australians felt that they might be invaded by Japan. So the bombing of Darwin was a wake-up call for the country. In the bigger strategic picture, Darwin wasn't very important in the war in the north because the war against the Japanese from Australia was fought in Papua New Guinea. So, in fact, Darwin became a bit of a backwater for the rest of the Second World War. But in 1942-43, it was Australia's front line, and although the war didn't develop in that way, Australians did feel that their country's vulnerability was first seen in the attack on Darwin.
The Japanese mounted over 200 air raids across northern Australia, from the first raids in the bombing of Darwin until November 1943. Towns across the top of the country were targeted, with bombs dropped on Townsville, Katherine, Wyndham, Derby, Broome and Port Hedland. Professor Stanley says those raids were part of a greater Japanese strategy.
The Japanese fought an air war right across the top of Australia. Their forces, of course, had occupied the Netherlands East Indies and were invading Australian Papua New Guinea. So northern Australia became a battleground for the control of the airspace over that area. But it was a fairly low-level air war. The first big raid in February 1942 killed 250 people, but that was the only major raid. The other raids were really pinpricks.
Professor Stanley says while some Australians view the bombing of Darwin as a pivotal moment of World War II, Australia's war was actually fought elsewhere.
The bombing of Darwin wasn't important in itself, but it was important because of what Australians made of it at the time, that is to say the increased sense of vulnerability, and what Australians have made of it since then. And in fact, Australians have built a view of the Second World War really around the attack on Darwin and the sense of imminent threat. Whereas in fact, the Second World War for Australia really was fought somewhere else. The really important battles for Australia were fought in the Mediterranean at Alamein, the bomber offensive against Germany, and the battles against Japan in New Guinea and in Borneo. Now, that was the real place where Australia's Second World War happened.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.